This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Being involved, engaged, being part of the chat room, I mean, always appreciate the comments you guys have to make up there. I know they're talking about partly what they're talking about. See, you missed it on the good conversation. All right, you get something from me, but really, the smart ones are in the chat room. You'll find it on TheRealSide.com. Again, you can watch live, you can be in the chat room. Send me an email, joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe, I can't make it, but it's easier than at TheRealSide.com. All right, so I'm hoping and believing that I'll be joined by Jennifer Van Laar. And because she's a senior editor with Red State. And they've got, you know, check it out, redstate.com. They've got a lot of great stories up there. And there's no, I mean, they don't have any real holes barred, if you would. If it's a story, if it's newsworthy, if they do the checking of the facts, they put it up. There are a lot of good writers they have as well. And again, we need to act on some of this information we get. We need to be able to push forward on some of it. I love this. Did somebody tell you, is this a joke? Some of you guys send me stuff. I never know whether it's real or not, because I don't really have time to check it out that much. But was there really a GoFundMe account put up for Harry and Meghan's mortgage? No, that could be a joke, right? Had to be like remember The Onion? Had to be one of those, the Babylon Bee. Oh, but California, some Californians are really sorry for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Well, how much money, how many people would go to that and go, wait a minute, what? These multi-billionaires? They need money to pay off their mortgage? Did you know after the Oprah interview they had what they call Instapolls or something like that? Only 3 in 10 people saw Meghan Markle favorably. And more people now dislike Harry than like him. I mean, really? We're going to talk about them tomorrow with Sandra Gibb. They'll join me tomorrow. And some people felt sorry enough for them to set up a GoFundMe page. They hope to raise enough money to pay off the mortgage on Meghan and Harry's $14.7 million California estate. Really? You realize with $14.7 million, you're going to easily... There could have easily been, I don't know, what, 50, 60, 70 families you might have been taking care of, pay off their houses, a couple $100,000 a piece. I mean, really. Just amazing. The infatuation of these people, towards these people, always been surprising to me. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. All right, anyhow, like I said, Jennifer Van Laar is going to join us after the break. And some of the issues we need to deal with. Newsom sent over $32 billion in unemployment. Now, I want you to think about this. I talked about this the other night. $32 million. I'm sorry, $1 billion to people in prisons. Not the guards, not the workers, the inmates. Somehow the inmates qualified for unemployment. But it gets better than that, too. They didn't just qualify for unemployment. Right? There was money sent to illegal aliens. There was money paid to illegal aliens. There was, you know, 15 checks sent to a house with one family living there. Small family. Nobody did any checking. Nobody did any follow-up. Red State's been writing for this stuff for a long time. So you'll see some information there. But it's still a matter of what... Why isn't the government catching this? Why? Because he doesn't care. He's incompetent and he doesn't care. Yes, that's right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. You know, I have to go back to what I was talking about earlier. I wrote some notes. I didn't get through them. Which is about the Me Too movement. What happened to it? Was it real? No, really, was it real? I mean, did it really, or was it just make people feel better? They put the ribbons on once a year at the Grammys or the Emmys or whatever they're doing. You know, but you have women, especially in the entertainment world, they're taking advantage of it on a regular basis. Some, you know, and this comes from another woman, and I'll have Sonya talk about it this week. Some of them know exactly what they're doing, and they do what they want to do to get to the destination they want to get to. You heard it with Kamala Harris. She never denied any of it. Right? To get her... I mean, really, imagine this. Think about her history and where she is today. She hasn't repented from all of that. She doesn't think anything's wrong with it. You're talking about smoking dope while putting other dope smokers in jail. That's the kind of character she has. Isn't that great? And yet, she's now VP. Are you telling me that the American people were really, 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 really voted for her to be VP at this point? Is he really the kind of person that our founding father saw as leading this country? Are you going to try to tell me that Joey B. Has the same integrity as George Washington, Jefferson, and others? Nope. Not even close. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, don't go far. You'll miss out.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
Joe Mazzini, your host. Like you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. A lot going on up there. A lot you can get involved with. Whoa, a lot you can get engaged with. Ed, I left you hanging, man. I am so sorry, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow night. I really do appreciate you listening and calling in. I just couldn't get to it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, some of you heard me. I send you in this direction on a regular basis. They got some really great stories over there and do a lot of digging. So a lot of stuff happening there. And one of the most important stories I want to talk to this person about in a second. So head over to redstate.com. That's redstate.com. But not right now. Right? Do it later on. Anyhow, Jennifer Van Laar joins me, and she's the senior editor over at Red State. And, again, always love the stories that are up there, that she puts up there, and others do as well. Jennifer, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for inviting me back.
Well, all right. So, first thing, this is a serious, serious thing that I just read on Red State tonight. I'm amazed that they're not getting more help. is this a joke? Was there really a GoFundMe page set up to help Harry and Meghan pay off their mortgage because they're in such financial bad shape?
There really was.
There was a real one? I was making fun of it, but really?
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it? I mean, people are really interesting. I'm sorry. I'm going to lose it.
Well, yeah, and I'm not sure what all of their financial things are, but apparently just some lady thought that they had to be, they must need help because the palace cut them off, not realizing how much money Meghan has and the money that Harry got from his mom, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the queen would let them sleep in the back of an RV. You know, that's a terrible thing for them. Oh, my God. All right, let's get serious.
I think the queen probably would, just to teach Meghan a lesson.
Oh, I would. I would send the butler over with crumpets in the morning, but that was it. I'd let them stay in the RV for all intents and purposes, right. You know. All right, so, you know, it's really funny now. All of a sudden, there's a, what is it, that Newsom is fighting back now. And, you know, he's saying it's just the Republicans that really want him recalled and what have you. And I think it's hilarious because the numbers I looked at earlier today were over 30% of people that signed a petition were either, you know, Democrats and or independents. So it's not just Republicans going after this guy. But you wrote a piece and talked about how he sent out $32 billion in bad EDD money. And I wonder if we're going to allow these people to vote. I mean, we gave them unemployment. They're in jail, and we gave them unemployment money. Why not let them vote, you know?
Of course.
Oh, my God. $32 billion. Should buy him should buy him some grace with these guys. He doesn't stand a chance, does he?
I don't think so. I mean, and it's $31 billion through the EDD, and then the rest of my $32 billion fee or figure there was what he overpaid on that Chinese mask deal. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The no-bid deal. It was $1 billion. And then they didn't send the masks on time, and when they got here, they didn't pass inspection for a while. So he, under the contract, could have canceled it at that point. Well, at that point, Eric Garcetti, who's not exactly the world's greatest administrator of public funds, had contracted with Honeywell for 79 cents a mask by that point, which is mid-May of last year. And Newsom was paying $3.30 each.
Yep.
For 300 million of them.
Oh my God.
So we overpaid by $765 million for those. So, yeah.
There was a fellow out of Texas.
He cost us that much in just incompetence.
There was a fellow out of Texas that called me back then and said to me, "Hey, I just got a request for, you know, an RSP from your governor, and he's willing to pay $5 million a month for X amount of masks a month, and it's a 6-month contract." And I was laughing because I said, "We haven't heard anything about it. Absolutely nothing." So the governor was actually looking to make these deals with people. I wonder where the excess money went.
Who knows? I mean, he waited till the legislature basically signed over the checkbook to him and went out of town to do anything.
They let him get away. They literally let him get away with murder. And frankly, I keep trying to tell people this is not a matter of just being mad at the man because he shut down businesses or you know, he forced us to wear masks. I mean, the reality is like everybody else on that side of the team, the rules don't apply to him. Not just catching him at the restaurant with his buddies and what have you and his friends, one of the most expensive restaurants on the planet, but you look at Feinstein walking through airports without masks on, Pelosi, no mask on at the hairdresser. It really is them showing us how much more elite they are than we are, how much better they are than we are, isn't it? And it's really what they believe.
It is, and it's just the wholesale destruction of small business that he is still engaging in, and just the human cost that it's given. He talks about, oh, he cares about all these kids, and he's gone through Zoom school with his kids. No, his kids have been back in school since late October. And so don't give me that junk. And he's not identifying with these. There's kids that have killed themselves during class because there's that upset. And then we have, as you know, like I have my daughter-in-law in the hospital right now at this moment, 36 weeks pregnant, preeclampsia, might need to deliver soon. But guess what? My son's not there with her because of these stupid rules that they have where people aren't allowed to to be with their family in times of need. And so that's, I think, a lot of what everyone is seeing, is that you know that if Gavin Newsom's wife was in the hospital, he would be there next to her. And so, like you said, it's that inequality of the experience.
Well, you know, Jennifer, you write about this in another article you wrote, the Quality CA came out hard against Newsom's recall. You know, if you look at the local Dems in New York are even coming out against Cuomo, but the D.C. Dems are standing behind him and supporting him, you know, to a big degree. And now you look here in California, to your point, you know, in the area I live in, it's like an echo chamber. And these guys here, they are sticking up for Newsom. The Dems up and down the state are sticking up for Newsom. Are they living in an altered universe? They live in a different country? Don't they see what's going on here?
I think enough of them have not been affected yet, because I have heard Democrats who have signed the recall and have seen what happened to their children, what happened to their businesses, and are completely for the recall. But I guess just not enough high-profile Dems have really felt what happened, or have been able to feel the consequences. They've probably all been having that same privilege that Newsom has had throughout this pandemic, so they haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's interesting that the LGBTQ community feels like they owe him so much, because, you know, I think wasn't he the first one in the country, the first governor in the country, to start the gay marriage thing. And, okay, so what? Big deal. He started it, you know. But what about all this other damage he's done? Look at our freeways here in California. Look at our highways. Look at some of the areas that we couldn't go through, even just before COVID. The man raided on a regular basis the transportation fund. Everybody seems to forget that. I mean, we are in a world of hurt because of stuff like that. Right?
We are.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. Jennifer Van Laar from Red State will be with us when we return.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people are dead after a string of shootings at 3 Metro Atlanta spas. Police say 4 people died Tuesday in a shooting at a spa near Acworth, Georgia. And an hour later, 2 more shootings occurred in Atlanta, across the street from each other, where 4 more people were found dead. A suspect in the Acworth shooting was arrested 3 hours later, about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Police say they are still trying to determine if the shootings are connected. And in an interview with ABC News, the president tells migrants not to make the journey to the border.
I can say quite clearly, don't come over. We're in the process of getting set up. Don't leave your town or city or community.
President Biden's message coming as the Department of Homeland Security estimates that the number of attempted illegal crossings at the southern border will reach the highest level in more than 20 years. Biden also said that the current surge could be worse than the one in 2009 that prompted the Trump administration to clamp down on the border. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Listen to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You can always pick it up, too, with the Apple pick it up with the app. It's really that simple. I mean, I hate all these places that we have to work on for you to be able to get the show, whether it's Android or Apple or what have you. Thank God Windows doesn't have a phone anymore, because that would be a nightmare and a half, too, there. But anyway, Jennifer Van Laar joins me with Red State, and always appreciate her time with us. And, you know, Jennifer, again, I do appreciate your time. I know you got some family stuff going on, so I appreciate you taking the time with me. But I want to get back to the Equality CA thing and how they're hitting hard, and they want Newsom to stay. You know, Rick Grenell, and I hate to say it this way, but I'm just going to say it, he is one of theirs. But to the point of many, he doesn't. Doesn't wear it on his sleeve. It's not who he is, if you would, right?
Exactly. It's not who he is. And I'm glad about that. He is who he is. Like, he believes what he believes, and being gay is just one facet of who he is. It doesn't define everything about him. And that's what I think terrifies the Equality California people, because to them, everything is seen through the lens of either race or sexual orientation or gender. And they don't get that that could just be one facet of it, that when he's being an ambassador to Germany and doing his diplomatic work, that, yes, he's definitely thinking about the gay population, because he and the Trump administration did a lot to advance the civil rights of gay people around the globe during that administration. But when he's talking about economics, he's not thinking separately about all the different interest groups that are involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're petrified of him. I think if he got in, I don't know him that well. I know of him. I think he would do a good job. He's exactly, you know, what we need in a way here in California, because you're not going to, personal opinion, you will not get a hardcore right-wing conservative in as governor right now in this state. I just don't believe it'll happen. No matter how bad Newsom is, this state is not ready for another Ronald Reagan. I mean, do you agree with that?
Well, I think a lot depends on the messaging, because obviously if Rick Grenell runs, he's not going to be able to escape his ties to Trump. And you know that that's what the left is going to harp on all day long. But I've heard Grenell speak, and he talks a lot about just the everyday experiences of Californians. And right now, someone that comes in and says, the government shouldn't be prohibiting you from this, or the government shouldn't be doing this, the government shouldn't be so defunct that they're paying $30 billion to inmates and organized crime and unemployment benefits, and still after a year, not able to figure it out. And if he just talks about just the functional things that I want to do this to make California work, then I think that he has a great shot. And he's a great communicator, too, which I think is the other thing that really scares Equality California, because we haven't had a lot of Republicans in California who can really communicate to the masses.
Right.
And I've met him a couple of times, and the funny thing, of course, he was a major celebrity at CPAC. And I think it was Friday night. I happened to be going back up to my room for something. I was hanging out with friends at the outdoor bar in Florida, where people actually could bring you drinks to the table, unlike here. But as I got in the elevator, he and I just ended up in the same elevator with two little old ladies in there going, "Oh my gosh, Mr. Grinnell!" And you could tell he was exhausted. But he was genuine with them and kind and everything that you would hope if you are meeting someone you admire. But they get out of the elevator, and I just looked at him and I said, "Exhausted?" He's like, "Oh my gosh." But I just admired, you know, how he handled it. He wasn't going, "Oh my gosh, don't talk to me. I'm important." He was very much a
servant. And we see that. We see a lot of that in our world.
Yes, we do.
I always got a kick out of that early on when all these people, your buddies and your friends, you go, "Wait a minute, now you can't even look at me. You don't even know how to spell my name."
Right.
I always thought that was kind of funny, but it's one of the reasons I just started going my own way and saying the heck with it. I'm not going to try to ride anybody's coattails or get anything from them, because they don't really want to do anything anyhow. So
right.
Let's go to this Me Too movement, okay, that seems to have disappeared. And I say that because look what's going on with Cuomo. Are we up to 9 now? And some waiting in the wings?
I can't even tell.
I know, right? So the numbers are climbing. These women are coming out. And where are all the people? Where are all the Me Too people out there? Kamala Harris is nowhere to be found. She hasn't said a word about this yet, has she? I mean, have I missed something?
I mean, what can she really say without saying something that might get me in trouble? I think I have to leave it there.
I only say that because here's a woman that was screaming about Joe being a sexual assaulter and an abuser and a racist and all of that. And now you got, what's his name? Cuomo up there, and he's denying and denying and denying, and more people to show up. And not just that, what is it taking our eye off of? Do you know how many people died under his watch at those senior centers, right? I mean, we've forgotten now, or it's not the story anymore. They're good at this.
Yeah, that's the maddening part. And if I was a family member of one of those people who were killed by Cuomo, I would be furious that it's this kind of thing that finally got it done. But on the other hand, you are glad that something got it done. But I think there's still at least one assemblyman that whose parents have died in the nursing homes. Assemblyman Kim, I think it is. It's I don't care what happens with this stuff. I still think you need to pay for what you did to these senior citizens.
I agree. No, I right on, because, you know, here's a guy that touted what a great job he was doing and what he was doing, and finally his staff had it. This is one of the things I've always hoped for in this business when we're doing these stories, is that somebody of integrity inside will finally break and go, "Look, this is too much, and you can't keep hiding this." And I think that's what happened with him. I think finally they saw the lies, they saw how many people were suffering, and they said, "We're done with this." Do you agree?
I agree. And a lot of times when these kind of stories come out, I mean, speaking of the sexual harassment and that kind of thing, once at least one or maybe two people come out, then others feel more empowered. And I think there are some other people whose staffers have started to come out over the last year. And I think that there's going to be more of these scandals that break on the Dem side.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope people start to find their conscience and start speaking out against this stuff. It's about time. All right. Before I let you go, got to have some fun with cancel culture. So apparently, Horton and The Who. Now, you know who Horton is, right? I mean,
everybody knows
who Horton is. Okay. So Horton apparently is a white supremacist with white savior tendencies. Okay?
What? Okay.
Hey, listen, I don't make this stuff up. This is real.
I mean, so, these people drop acid and then read the book, and then that's what they come up with?
See, I'm with you. I think there's bad LSD trips from the 70s that come back up on them while they're reading this stuff. So because, you know, he saved the little colored village of all those, you know, colorful people. That's why he has a white savior complex. Peter Pan now has a warning banner on it that there are immigrants depicted in criminal ways. We call them pirates. Right? And what? Pirates were criminals. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading the wrong stuff here. Pirates were criminals, right? I mean, last I checked. And
I mean, is Robin Hood going to be a white savior next?
these people.
Where do we end?
They're going out of their minds.
Is he going to stay a hero because he took from the rich? I mean, are we going to have. Like, how
oh, no, he'll be a hero.
To have that environmentalist wacko football, how he would judge the different football teams on who's going to win based on their how environmentally wacko their team names were.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Are we going to have to go through some whole flow chart of which heroes in fairy tales can stay?
Yeah, it's, and
what they take, who they are.
We can't expose our kids to any of these things. We have to put warning. I mean, how many kids sat there, little kids sat there after Peter Pan, walked out of the theater and looked at you and said, Mommy, how come those pirates, those immigrant people were portrayed in such a negative manner? I mean, I'm sure that's the first thing they thought when they walked out.
Right.
And then you look at the Grammys, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, that bedroom scene, that bed dance was totally disgusting. But you're not supposed to objectify women, but you got a woman in a glass box dancing and having money basically blown at her, thrown at her, what have you. And this is okay. I'm just thoroughly confused.
I mean, I think I tweeted out during that. I said there was a time, once a time, when a woman would be embarrassed to make a living by writhing on a bed. I'm pretty libertarian when it comes to those issues, and I'm all for people doing what they want, their own home, and it doesn't hurt other people and that kind of thing.
Right.
But this is not supposed to be on TV. Go do, go at a strip club, have that pay-per-view, whatever. I don't care.
When did that become?
Put it on my TV.
When did that become a Grammy or an Emmy thing? When did that become okay? And
look at all the people that made that won Grammys before.
I know.
And they got to look at this and say this is equal? No.
All right, Jennifer, where do people find your writings, real quick?
At redstate.com and on Twitter at Jen Van Laar.
There you go. And listen, God bless and good luck. We're praying for you
Thank
and
you.
Family tonight. All right. Go check on them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the amount of time you spend with me and the emails that you send and that kind of stuff. I really do appreciate it. Look, I know some of you are having a hard time. The website's having a hard time. And YouTube is giving us a hard time. Some of the videos aren't showing up. We do have an app. Now, that's having some issues. So I've got to start checking this stuff out and finding out what they're doing to us again. But if you're having trouble finding the videos, let me know. There is a way to get to them. I store everything up in a secret location. But there is a way to get to them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. The Beverly Hills, California. Some of you have been hearing about what's going on with this this DA, district attorney, out of Los Angeles, who failed in other areas he's been in. San Francisco, he did a miserable job. Look how he left that place. And then he came down here to Los Angeles. And again, I don't believe in conspiracies, but he seems to be a Soros plant. He had all this money. He was able to come in. He was able to win, even with all these lefty ideas. You know he's one of those people, he's a true elitist who feels he knows more than you do. a mom whose son was killed. He basically told her, you know, go pound sand, leave me alone. You don't have the information. And then he found out later on it was the mother of the killed son, and she did have the information. So like many other cities in Los Angeles County, Beverly Hills now voted tonight 3-2 to a no-confidence resolution against Gascon. Now, this isn't just a bunch of hardcore right-wing conservatives who feel like they're not being heard. He is actually doing damage to many on the right and the left, and some of the most downtrodden. I mean, think about something. Two kids, we'll say in a high crime area, maybe they're both black kids. One kid is brutally beaten and killed, dead, gone. Mom's left to grieve and bury. The other animal who beat and killed him, he goes to jail because now Gascon won't allow them to seek the death penalty. Period. They're just not allowed to, they're not allowed to do any add-ons or anything. And he's got issues. He's got issues with thinking that the more lenient you are on criminals, the better off they will be. They will do better. They won't keep going. He's just full of garbage. So some of the things that he's done, issues that these cities have with him is he's barring prosecutors from seeking the death penalty, number one. He's eliminating cash bail for misdemeanors and non-violent felonies. Well, what's a non-violent felony? What does that mean? How much drugs do you have to sell? What's a non-violent felony? He's declining or dismissing a number of misdemeanor charges before arraignment, including, you ready for this? Trespassing, public intoxication, driving on a suspended license, resisting arrest. So he won't go after any of those. He's dismissing those charges. You know, they have a great latitude as to what they're going to prosecute and what they're not going to prosecute. This guy wants to turn L.A. like he did in San Francisco into a homeless, high-crime, thug-run city. Two of the council members from Beverly Hills are really upset with the direction he's going in. Right? One of the things, he's eliminated the enhancements that increase prison terms, like the three strikes law, bail violations, and firearm allegations to pending litigation for certain crimes. So I guess maybe we should all start carrying guns. Because he doesn't consider that a real big deal right now. I don't know what he does. I don't know what he considers a problem. I've listened to him in interviews. I get nothing but gibberish out of it. The two council members from Beverly Hills say the Gascon's directives conflict with the city's tough-on-crime legislation. Right? They oppose efforts to decriminalize existing crimes or expand early release. Right, that's always good, right? And a few people he's already released have already been back in jail again. Or been arrested. I'm not so sure they've been back in jail yet. Anyway, he goes on to say, a resolution draft says that the city of Beverly Hills places the utmost priority on public safety and protecting its community, and Gascon's unilateral policies contradict state law determined by either voters or the legislature. So Gascon is not interested in the will of the people. Not at all. Even though I don't agree with our legislators 9 out of 10 times, they were elected by the people. They're a representative government. You've heard me say that. The resolution demands that Gascon rescind all of his directives and issue no further directives contradicting state law. Now, it's not just these two. This is going on all over the county. Even the county sheriff is not happy with this. A victim right group joined with the L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva himself. He's going through a bit of a problem with the county board. And to help launch this recall effort with Gascon. So they've got 160 they can probably get about 200 people together. And they need 580,000 signatures to recall him. I don't think there should be a problem. What they should have done on the recall, they should have done Newsom's and his side by side. And all, his policies have been, I don't know if he has any law enforcement or previous law enforcement officials that are on his side. In December, the union representing the L.A. County Deputy District Attorneys, they sued Gascon. His directors defy state law. He's telling his people working for him to do illegal things. Now, the article lays about is the former San Francisco District Attorney. He campaigned on a reformist agenda that proved popular in the wake of a George Floyd protest. He beat former District Attorney Jackie Lacey. She was great. Compared to him, she was a saint. He's trying to tell everybody that his directives are being misunderstood, that each directive has many exceptions for more serious crimes. He also said that outdated policies are unjust. They don't prevent crime, and they're not supportive of the majority of victims' families. The Three Strike Project, a criminal justice reform nonprofit headed by UC Berkeley Law School, right? They said that Gascon's policies will reduce the epidemic levels of incarceration. Do you know why? And I don't even need a college degree for this. Because if you arrest less people, there'll be less people in jail. They're going to reduce the levels of incarceration. For English, for the rest of us, there'll be less people in jail. Why? Because they're not arresting as many people. And three strikes law out here was basically if you did the same thing three times, you could get up to 25 years in prison. Or I think it was mandatory that you got to 25 years. So I'm sitting here saying to myself, so, okay, how do you get these people off the street then? Or do you just keep letting them do what they do in Chicago? In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. What do you think? Our system of justice can't continue to rely on policies to create more victims. How do they create more victims? You get these guys off the streets, they don't create more victims. And there are a good number of them when they do get out. What do? They go commit the crime again. I also can't ignore research showing that these views are not shared by the majority of survivors of violent crime. Says who? Says, I want to see it. What research is he talking about? Do you know that the DAs that tried some of these cases, witnesses that tried some of these cases, when these people are in jail, when they come up for parole, they're not allowed to be there. So the parole board has nobody to ask questions to. They have nobody there to find out what took place, because some of these guys have been in prison for 10, 12, 15 years. Those police officers retired, or the parole board has changed. They should have all their information. The other thing he has a problem with is false imprisonment. There are too many people in jail for false imprisonment. They're all in there under false imprisonment. Just ask them. They'll tell you. I love this. This to me is hilarious. But I'm going to go back to what I said before. I mean, truly, I'm sorry. I know some of you are tired of me blaming us for it, but it is our fault. Let's just say you went out and voted. You did what you were supposed to do. But how many of you are actually stepping up to take some of these seats, stepping up to help out? Right? We really need to push harder. We need to be louder than they are. Much louder. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Write it down. Or go get the application. We have an app on Apple. We have an app on Android. Dozen ways to do this. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time you spent with me, whether it's on the air or just chatting in the chat room. Check out the website. Sign up for the newsletters. God bless. I hope you're back here tomorrow, because I will be too.